Okay, we're picking up from the bottom of Chaf Dalid Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov and the Neshama Shel Rav Elias. So the Gemara is going to discuss the case. It's a big shayla, actually. Pashas is talking about our Mishnah, but the Tosas has a longer Richus explaining that it's not really talking about our Mishnah. It's talking about a similar Mishnah in Me'ila. But either way, it's a very similar deun over here, that the Mishnah tells us Hayula Mos Asuman Yipulin Adava. If you had unspecified amount, you didn't designate undesignated amount of money, so they go towards the voluntary korbanos tzibur. That's the halacha. So now turning on to Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, says the Gemara of Halod Mechatos Muravin Behem. But I don't understand. Yes, granted, we said if you designated, let's say, you have $450. So you had $150, $150, and $150. So $150 for Chatas, $150 for Ola, $100 for Shlamim. So there, that's clearly Mifurashos, and the $150 must go thrown into the Yam HaMelech. So that I understand. But the Gemara said that if I have the $450, the Gemara assumed that since it's a lump sum, it's total, and it wasn't to designate it, so then all of them will go, that there is no halacha that there any amount that has to be thrown out. So the Gemara says, but why is that? If I had $450, clearly I had in mind that $150 of that $450, let's say, should be used towards a korban chatas. So that also should be a problem, and that should be a big problem over here. And why isn't that an issue? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Ibn Nazir. So the special halacha l'moshe mitzinaim. Whenever you say halacha, usually, usually when you ever say halacha in the Gemara, almost always it's going to refer to halacha l'moshe mitzinaim. So here we have a halacha l'moshe mitzinaim, that it's a special Torah, it's a special Masorah that we have, Torah Shabbat Peh, that without a pasuk, that the halacha is teaching us that when you have funds that are not designated, and there's the maos asumim, even though they were generally done for the Nazir, once they are not used for the Nazir anymore because he uproots the Naziros, the halacha is that you use them for Karbonos Tzibor, for the Nedava. That's the halacha. Even the ones that have some of the money that was supposed to be designated towards Achatas, again, as long as you didn't specify it. That's the halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish Amar, no, it's not necessarily a halacha l'moshe mitzinaim. You could even derive it from the pasuk explicitly. L'chol nidrayim l'chol nidvosam. The pasuk says that ish ish beis Yisrael min ager be Yisrael asher yakriv korban lechol nidrayim lechol nidvosam asher yakriv l'Hashem leola. That's what the whole pasuk says. So the Gemara is the Rish Lakish has an additional level of interpretation over here, that any korban nazir which is done bin neder, they come ayde shenadar. I'm reading Tosas now. So that is afilu chatas, that the even a chatas is in that category. And Tosas just point out that you can, and it's a svara to tell you that it's talking about the mosar of the nazir specifically, not just the mosar of the ola. Let's say that should go to the ola. Let's say if I designated $500 for a shlamim, and what do you know? The market's very soft, and I could get a shlamim, the same quality animal I wanted, for $350. So what happens with that extra $150? So the pasuk should be telling that halacha, that extra $150 also has to be used. That it should be reused towards an ola and a shlamim. But Tosos says that it's talking about Mosar Sosim, that it's talking about this case because it's an extra reboy. So since it's an extra reboy, then Tosos says it's talking about that which we mentioned, which is specifically talking about a chatas. That's the drasha of Rish Lakish. So now the Gemara says, Bishlam l'Rabbi Yochanan damar alachahi ben Nazir. So now I get it, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're telling me this is special halacha l'moshe mitzinaim. So that's why that the ones that are not designated, they should go towards the korbanos nedava, but the ones that are specified do not, because that is the way the halacha Moshe Messina, apologize, that was the way the halacha Moshe Messina was taught. So therefore, the halacha Moshe Messina told us that only when it's maos susumin, it's maos that are susum, that they are not designated, that is going to go towards the korbanos Korbanos Tzibor. But if they are not, if they're specified, you have to throw in the Yam HaMelech. For Chata specifically. El Rish Lakish, L'chol Nidrayim, L'chol Nidvosam. But according to Rish Lakish, who says the whole Lashon is from any Nidarim or any voluntary Korbanos. Actually, I don't know if I translated the Pasuk, I read it. But he says, Yakriv Korbanos, L'chol Nidrayim, L'chol Nidvosam, Asher Yakriv L'Hashem L'Ola. Anyone in Beis Yisrael or Ger who's offering a Korban, whether it's going to be for Nidarim, for a vow, or anything that they're doing even voluntarily, that which they bring to Hashem as an Ola. That's a, so that is the Hemshech is talking about, the concepts of an ola that a person is doing binadavi, you're volunteering the korban. So if according to Rish Lakish, so what does it matter why I'm volunteering? My ear is a simana fila mefurashin. Why should it matter? If the drush is telling me that we have a riboy, so there should be no reason to distinguish between if it was mefurashim or not mefurashim. It would talk about things that you were did as a leftover because it was set to use a certain specific animal, and then it was not, and then the Torah is telling you, according to Rish Lakish, that she used it towards Karbonos Tzibor. So what do I care if it's a chatas or if it's an ola? It doesn't matter if it's mefurash or not mefurash. The halacha should be that it should go towards the nedava, the Karbonos Tzibor rather. So why is it there a chilek according to the shita of Rish Lakish? It says in Gemara, Amar Rava mefurashin lamatzis Amar. The Rava says you can't tell us that the extra limud is talking about the specified fund which should be used for Karbonos that you're volunteering, because that was already taught in Tana Devei Rebbe Yishmael, that we're talking about animals set aside as a chatas, and that would be the halacha with Tana Devei Yishmael. What is that? Pasuk tells me, Rak kachuk asher yu lecha unidarecha. Pasuk says, only that animals which you're going to have for your nidar. So that's the whole pasuk. Rak asher lecha unidarecha, tisa vasil makam asher v'chashem. And at that point, you should come to the Beis HaMikdash. So, what is this halacha? Bivlade kachim v'truah kasam adaber. The pasuk is telling me about if there's children to korbanos, they have a child already designated a korban, and that animal is a female animal has a kid, or a tamura, you exchange an animal. So the halacha in that case that we're talking about, that in this case we're saying that these halachas, they're also gonna have the same kedusha. Because the original also has its kedusha, these offspring are going to be extra. So the Brisa is telling us that they are allowed to be brought on the mizbech. So that's what we're telling him. Matak and Asan. So Tisa Uvasa Makom Shiruch Hashem. So now the Gemara is quoting the answer to the pasuk that these halachas, the tamura of this ola and tamura of and a vlad of the nola, can be brought as an ola as well. Yachol Yalan the Beis Avachira. So I would have thought that you should bring them to the Beis Hamikdash. Yimna Mehem Mayim Mazon Beshul Shemu. So bring them to the Beis Hamikdash, but don't be mocked to them as a korban. That's the Havmin right now. You should let them die. Meaning, it tells you to bring them to the Beis Hamikdash, but doesn't tell you actually that you should be makir them. So maybe just bring them to the Beis Hamikdash, let them die. There's an interesting Havmin. What would it accomplish by bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash? So tomorrow, maybe I get it as a punishment. Like when I show you, you have to matriach yourself to come to the Beis Hamikdash, and you don't even get the geshmak out of doing the mitzvah. So that makes sense. The vlad, though, you didn't really do anything wrong by having give birth. Okay, it's interesting why it would be about the vlad, but. That's an interesting havamina. We're going to reject it, but therefore we're just saying what was the havamina b'chol. Tamalomer v'asisa olasecha basar v'hadam. To reject this havamina, we therefore tell you that you should bring this ola and the meat and the blood. Lamar lecha kederach shata noeg be'ola noeg be'tmurasa. So too, by the ola, you also have to be the truma kederach shata noeg be'shlamim noeg be'vladayim. The lacha is by an ola and a shlamim is that an ola has to be a zachar. The verse is telling you, the offspring is only talking about a shlamim. That's why we mention it, right? A zachar is an ola can't be in a keva, so it can't be the case of vlad of an ola. It must be a vlad of the shlamim. So therefore, the brisa is discussing the case of for shlamim. It's talking about the vlad. So that's what you have to do. Yochel av vlad chatas tmuras chaz asham. So I would have thought maybe a vlad of a chatas tmuras asham, which are specifically brought for an avera. So tamalomar rak. The lashon of rak is a mute. Only with regards to an ola and shlamim are they going to have these halachas. But for other halachas, we don't have this. Other meaning chatas, for karban chatas, you do not have this halacha. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So what do we see from all this? That the extra lashon of a chatas is excluded from being makrivit as a korban, and therefore the funds that are given for it cannot be used towards karbanas. It must be used to something else. So this would be an answer to the question of why chatas funds cannot be used for karbanas nedava, according to Rish Lakish. The reason is because we have this specific miyu telling us that they are not going to be brought as a chatas itself, and therefore Rish Lakish is able to learn from here that you're able to volunteer them and use them as funds which are not going to, which would use them as only when they're sesumim, but not when they're mefurashim. Says the Gemara, Vayter Rabbi Kiva, Imer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Kiva says that you don't need to learn the tmura of an asham from this, right? Because the pasuk says, Arezo, Arezo, Omer Asham Hu. It says Ashamu. The pasuk in the Torah tells you that, I'm just want to get the whole thing on the side. Ve'ahikter osam akoin mizbecha ishel Hashem Ashamu. So obviously it's an Asham. Why? We already know from the context the previous part was Asham. So why is it Asham? So it must be that it's telling you it has to actually be used for the Asham itself and not a Tmura and not a Vlad of an Asham. And therefore the Hu is not teaching you the other ones. You don't need this drasha. So it says the Gemara Ketani, so the Braisa told us, Yachal Yalem Levisa Bechira V'yimna Me'amayin Amazon B'shil Shiyamusu Tamadomar V'asizo Lecha Amai. So why would you think to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and just let them die over there? So why was it necessary to have you tell you not that way? So the Gemara says, "Havlad chatas u'dgmirin v'amisa." It's only referring to the offspring of tamura of a chatas, which we learn halacha l'moshe misinai. That's also have to be left to die, not the tamura of an ola or shlamim. So the Mishnah is telling us that there's five extra chatos that have to be left to die. One of them is vlad v'chatas. So that vlad v'chatas must be left to die is halacha l'moshe misinai. So this is talking about a chatas, implying that the offspring of the other korbanos are not left to die. So why do I need this drasha? Because that is what we learn from the halacha l'moshe misinai. So it says the Gemara, no, why don't need the drasha? Because the vlad v'kra not been for the pasuk of the tamura and the vlad of the ola and the shlamim have a mina vlad chatas b'chol makom. I would have thought that the offspring of a chatas may be left to die in any place. Vlad de kachim bevisa bechira, and the vlad of the kachim should be brought to the Bisa Medesh, to mention. Interesting, havamina, but still bring the Bisa Medesh and left to die over there. That's why you would have them. And therefore, kamash malan de lo, the Torah has to go out of its way to tell you that's not the case, rather they're brought on the Mizbech. As I mentioned, that potential havamina, I'm just giving now until kaf, I didn't really think about this, but there's just again, maybe as a punishment for doing the tamura, we want it as a havamina, again, rejected anyway, but havaminas need to make sense. So, if a person should be punished, bring them to the base of Mikdash, and you don't get the geshmak out of bringing the korban. I once heard a beautiful idea from my granduncle once I was trying to do something and I wasn't able to do it in a certain mitzvah, and my granduncle quoted me this idea that the Gemara tells us that in Brachos, that a person who tries to do a mitzvah and is nenas, it's ma'la levakas of ki'ilu aso. So I don't remember if we quoted Bashem, but Chassidish an idea that Chassidish types of this lashon is that it's ma'alel avakasuv. It's even greater. Why? Because a person who gets to do the mitzvah, if a person tries really hard to do a mitzvah, whatever it might be, works really hard on being mehadir in his tefillin, and he wakes up early and he puts them on with extra kavana, he feels good about himself. So he gets the geshmak of feeling good, feeling that connection to Hashem. But a person, let's say whatever, he was somewhere, he lost his tefillin, couldn't find his tefillin, Reuven couldn't find his tefillin, and he was looking everywhere, he couldn't find it, and he wakes up early the first thing in the morning, the same time as the other guy, he just can't find anybody to put on tefillin. And he's stuck the whole day and he doesn't have tefillin. So he feels terrible about himself and doesn't even get the geshmak of the mitzvah, and he worked just as hard as the other guy. So that's why it's ma'alel av kasuv, it's even better. Hashem's telling you, don't worry, because you didn't even get the geshmak of doing the mitzvah. You tried to really give it your all and it didn't happen. So that's why it's that. So what do we see from there? Is that a person who does the mitzvah feels very good about himself. So maybe that's the idea over here, to punish the person who does tamura, is that you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you're so close to bringing it, you already did the whole aliyah to come to the Beis HaMikdash, to come to Shalim, and you don't even get to be makrivit. That's like a big ishtach to you. That's like probably a very bad feeling. So maybe that's the idea over here of what's going on. Okay, says the Grand Writer, Ketani Yachol Av Lad Chatas Tumuras Chatas Asham Kain. I would have thought maybe an Asham or a Chatas also has the same halacha. Tamalomar Rak. The Rak is excluding a Chatas and Asham, that those things, the Vlad and the Tumura, are not brought as a korban. So the Gemara asks, "Well, Amalikra Hilchas Agamira. Why do we need a pasuk if it is halacha l'moshe misinai? Halacha l'moshe misinai that a Chatas that has a Vlad Chatas is left to die." So if once I have a halacha l'moshe misinai, I don't need an explicit pasuk. Vlad Chatas l'misa azil. That's the lacha in Tamura. That's one of the five chatos that we have a lacha l'moshe misinai. I'm a mesora. That's the din. So the Gemara answers, "Hachanami, I mean, really, that's true. That the lacha of vlad chatas is not learned from the pasuk. Ukra la asham udas. It's really only talking about an asham. Meaning, you're right. We have this mesora of a lacha l'moshe misinai, but it's only the lacha l'moshe misinai is only on chatas. We don't have that mesora for an asham. So that I need the pasuk specifically to teach you by an asham." So the Gemara says, "But what do you mean? Asham nami hilchos agamira la. Asham also we learn out from a mesora from halacha l'moshe misinai. Kol she'ilu b'chatas mesa b'asham roeh. Wherever you have a case that's left to die by chatas, and the case with an asham, it's also grazed till it develops a mum, and then it can be poda'it. So that's the halacha. Whenever a chatas is left to die, the asham also is a parallel korban. Is not brought a parallel halacha. It's not brought as on the korban, but we have to let it out to graze until it develops a mum, and that's what we learn from the case of." And Ola. So apparently the Gemara is assuming that this is also halacha l'moshe misinai. So why do I need the pasuk to teach me this halacha? Ela email chas, the Gemara says, because if I only learned it out from the halacha l'moshe misinai, then hava amina hilchasa. This is the halacha v'yakriv lo lechayev le'aklav lo klum. But if a person did bring the korban, you're not going to be chayev any iser. So the Gemara now seems to be going back on its previous suggestion that the pasuk is needed for an asham. It's teaching us halacha both by chatas and the asham. But I would have thought the halacha l'moshe misinai does not tell you that you're necessarily chayev an iser de'oraisa. It's just you shouldn't be doing it, but not that you'd be chayev. So therefore, that you're not going to be chayev. Kamash mulan kra de'imakriv le'akayim alei abasei. You're violating an iser asei. In Isra say, because the pasuk says it's a lava about mechal asay. The halacha about lava because only implied, because the pasuk tells you that you should bring only bring the tamura and the vlad of a ola and a shlamim to the Beis HaMikdash to bring as a korban, which is implying that you should not bring a asham or a chato. So that's what we call a lav haba michlal asay, and the halacha of a lav haba mechal asay, it has the category and the halachas of an asay. So that's what we learn from here. They are over an Isser Asay as well. That's what we learn from over here. And apparently the Halacha Lashon HaSinai would not teach us this Halacha that you're over the Isser Asay. So Tosfos assume that actually you need both, meaning that the pasuk alone wouldn't be enough without the halacha of Moshe Sinai, because that extra chatas cannot be brought as a korban chatas, but maybe it's possible that you would be allowed to be brought as a different korban, maybe as an ola. So therefore, the halacha of Moshe Sinai teaches you that you really need both. That's why Tosfos bring out, at the end of the day, why do I need both? So Tosfos says, no, because I would have thought with just the pasuk, you could be bringing it as a different korban. Don't bring it as a chatas, fine, that's what we learned. Don't bring it as a chatas, but bring it as an ola. Maybe you could bring it as an ola. Kamash v'lan, halacha of Moshe Sinai, you can't bring it as an ola either. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Omer Inu Tzarech. The Braisa quoted Rabbi Kiva says that you don't need this Tmura or a Tmura of Vlad of an Asham because the Pasuk says, Rabbi Omer Asham Mu Be'aviyasu Yehei. It's supposed to be an Asham and not for Tmura and not for the Vlad. So the Gemara says, Lama Likra, but why does Rabbi Kiva need this Pasuk? Because Gemara Gemila, don't we have a Alacha Moshe Mesinai? Kol Shechachat is Mesa Basham Ro, as the Alacha we just gave before. That the same question we had before on the halacha, that why is it when we're bringing out halacha l'mashal misinai, we don't need that whenever it's chadis cannot be brought, and asham should be left to graze until it gets a mum, and then you're poded and bring and then redeem it. So why is it over here that it should be any different? So says Gemara Hachanami, really that's the case, that the halacha of tamura of an asham is not being makriv from the pasuk v'chiyasa kra. Sorry, not from the pasuk, rather from the halacha l'mashal misinai. Then what do I need the pasuk for? V'chiyasakra l'de Rav, a different halacha that Rav taught us. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna taught us the name of Rav. Asham shenitek l'ri'iyah, an asham that is meant for grazing, meaning it's been given over to a shepherd because you don't need it. Ushaltu l'shem ola, and he shechted it for the sake of an ola kasher. That a b'diavad it's going to be a kasher. That the ola is going to be valid. Usually the extra asham as an ola is going to be kasher. So that is lechatchila you shouldn't have done it, but by the evidence, if you do it, then you're going to be yotze. Taima dininik. The reason is because it's exactly as an ola because it's already been designed to be grazed, meaning you give it before it's shechted. Halonitik, however, it's not been, so then it wouldn't be kasher as an ola even by the evidence. It's designated as an asham, and you accidentally brought it as an ola. So the halacha is you would not be allowed to bring it as an ola even by the evidence. So Shachar likes to quote, if this is a din d'araisa, that the Rashba has a chiddush, so what is the concept of Baltigra? Baltosef, I understand, is I'm adding things to the five parshios in my tefillin, add things to mezuzah, I add things, whatever, I add things to mitzvahs, which is not part of the mitzvah, and I assume that I am mekayim the mitzvah. Baltigra is very interesting because Baltigra is, I'm just not mekayim the mitzvah yet. Like, if I just have a tefillin with two batim, l'chora, I just not mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of tefillin. So you're going to tell me maybe it's when you have in mind that you are mekayim the mitzvah and you purposely put in less. Okay, that's one approach, but the Rashba has a very interesting chiddush. He says that when you specifically do a mitzvah that's kosher on a level of d'areisa, b'di'evet, you do it in the b'di'evet manner. He's talking about a case, let's say, we have certain karbanos where matana achas, ma'en makeves, one of them, if you didn't sprinkle on the mizbech, you're supposed to sprinkle two. If you did it one, you're yotze b'di'evet. That's a din d'areisa. The Gemara Zachal knows that's a din d'areisa. So if I did it one lechatchila on purpose, so according to Rashba, that's Baltigra. If you do it in a b'di'evet fashion on purpose, that's over Baltigra. So lechor v'yir also, you could say that if you do this b'di'evet purposely, you did it purposely when it's supposed to be grazing. You didn't wait and you makrav it as a korban, as an ola. So yes, it's kasher b'di'evet, but you could be over the isur d'oraisa potentially according to the Rashba if you did it on purpose. The isur d'oraisa of Bal Tigra. And this comes up with a few different halachas where you have what's called the lechatchila d'oraisa. So I'd like to say that would be a raya that there is such a concept of a lechatchila even on the level of d'oraisa. So now the Gemara is going to go back to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Mar halacha ibn Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says that this is a halacha l'moshe mesinai. Vesu leika. Are there no more cases where we're going to have extra on things that are not designated for money that should have the same halacha? V'hatayin don't learn a brisa. Ushar chayvik kinin shabatorah. Or any other obligation of Torah of the kinim. Kinim are the pair of birds that are brought when a woman gives birth. So that's a whole Masechet Kinim, very complicated, but they all get mixed up. There's a whole tumult of what all the Mishnayos over there. One of the most complicated Mishnayos in Shas, because you have to figure out all the different cases. So these, if you usually brought turtle doves or pigeons, right, Torah Meneyona, so one for Chatas and the other is an Ola. So over here, the one brings if she's, that's a lower level. Really, if she's more wealthy, she should bring a Kisba for an Ola. And a chatas, that would be an oaf no matter what. The Matsura also brings a kisba if she's more wealthy. So now, the Gemara is saying, V'atanu sharcha eve kinin shebetorah. So it says the Gemara, Shefrishu maos l'kinayim, set aside their money for their birds. The lacha is ratza lahavi ben chatas beima yavi. The lacha is, if he wants to bring the animal as a chatas, he may do so. Olas beima yavi, as an ole may do so also. Mace Bailan Moses, and if he died, he had unspecified amount of money. Yiplul Nadava, the halacha is they should go for Nadava, even though the person's obligation included a chata. So clearly, a Nazir is not the only example of somebody who has funds which weren't designated that go towards the Karbanos Tzibur. So why does Rabbi Yochanan seem to say that this is only a halacha in regards to Nazir? Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with that answer in Shabbos, not the recording. Again, the recording, Mitzvah Hashem, Daf Chav Zayin.